A delegation from Canada has visited South Sudan to check on the project called the Peace and Stabilization Operation Program. Now, to hear more of that, and of course, joining us right about now, I'm glad to have the Deputy Director, Peacekeeping Operation at the Canadian Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Ottawa, Christine Salahan. Good morning, Christine. I'm glad that you're here with us. I hope I pronounced your name rightly. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for having us on.
Great. And also with us in the studio, I'm glad to have the Second Secretary for Peace and Security at the Canadian Embassy in South Sudan, Gabrielle Bishop. Good morning, Gabrielle.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having us.
Great. Let's talk about this particular program here. Just briefly tell us more about this program.
Well, the Government of Canada has a program called the Peace and Stabilization Operation Program. It's part of our Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and it supports Canada's contributions to peace and security around the world.
Great. And when did this program start in South Sudan?
Well, in South Sudan, we've been operating here for a number of years, but we have a few projects that we're doing with UNMISS and others that we came to visit to see during this trip.
Great. What is the significance of this project to the people of South Sudan, and where exactly is it being implemented?
Well, one of the projects that we're here to talk about is related to child protection. Mm-hmm. And so Canada has an initiative called the Vancouver Principles, and it's a program to prevent the recruitment and use of children as child soldiers. Mm-hmm. And we believe it's very important to make sure that children can have their childhoods and be protected from the worst of conflicts, mm-hmm. to prevent them from being recruited or re-recruited into armed groups. And that not only do children have the right to be free from conflict, but that way they can be the peace builders of the next generation and support their communities as they grow up.
Great. And of course, you came to the country to check on how these projects are going so far. What's your impression? How is the project going?
Well, first, I would like to say we've had such a warm welcome from the people of South Sudan, and it's been wonderful to be here. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen are communities that value education and value the safety of their children above everything else. And so we're happy to see organizations, shout out to the Just Refugee Council and to CEDAW, and to War Child Holland, who are working to implement a project in Pibor and Akobo, that's right,
okay.
To help children have livelihoods and futures that are separate from armed groups and separate from conflict.
Great. And Gabrielle, let's talk to you briefly before we count back now to Christine. Just take us through, these particular projects in South Sudan. You've been here and you've been looking at them. How is this helping the South Sudanese children, particularly when it comes to child protection?
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I think a statistic that's really interesting is that 73% of the population in South Sudan is under 30. So it's a young country, and there's tremendous potential for youth and children to contribute to a more peaceful and stable future for their country. As Christine mentioned, we have a number of different initiatives at the policy level, the Vancouver Principles, which is really a signature Canadian initiative, a set of, I think, 16 or 17?
17 political principles.
17 political principles that are really targeted to peacekeeping missions. So we have an active Canadian contribution here to UNMISS, and it's really to empower peacekeepers and folks here at UNMISS and other peacekeeping missions to be able to play a constructive role in their communities when they encounter children in armed conflict. So one thing I'd like to also express on behalf of the Government of Canada is our warm thanks to the Government of South Sudan for making a public announcement in Oslo recently at the Children in Armed Conflict Conference to work towards potential endorsement of the Vancouver Principles, because those sorts of political signals are so important. At the grassroots level, I had the pleasure of visiting the project that we're funding through Danish Refugee Council that Christine just alluded to, and it was so important to see how vital education and livelihoods is. I had the pleasure of hearing actually from a former child soldier who said because he's now in school, he has been able to have a separate experience that does not make him vulnerable to recruitment. And similarly, the mothers and aunties of the village having access to village savings and loans associations, business opportunities, it gives them the economic power to not to have other ways of supporting their children that don't make them vulnerable to recruitment. So his message that he shared was that he wants his peers to have the same experience that he did, so they're not vulnerable to re-recruitment. So that's stuck out very strongly to us.
Great. All right, so Christine, how long are you here?
I'm only here for this week, so I arrived on Monday and we leave later on this evening.
Okay, you planning to go somewhere outside Juba, or did you go anywhere outside Juba to check on these projects, or you just been in Juba?
I got to visit Gondokoro.
Gondokoro, yeah. It's an awesome place, I guess. You enjoyed the experience.
I did, very much. The community was fantastic, and they were really kind to us.
Great. Now, after this particular, visit and looking at what projects are being implemented and how they're going to be implemented, going back to Canada, what changes do you think will be made on projects here in South Sudan, or what kind of message or report will you be sending back home?
Yeah, I'm excited to be able to bring back home optimism from the communities that we've met with and the partners that we've met with over the week for real progress that's been made towards peace and understanding in South Sudan. And I think that that's really valuable for us to be able to see that not just the projects that we're doing, but that others are doing as well, because they're making that progress, that it helps us to invest more in South Sudan and our partnership with South Sudan.
Great. Gabriel, what could you like to see done right after this visit, moving forward in some of your projects?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, it's been really encouraging to have visitors from our capital come here to South Sudan, because I think there's so many, it's hard to visualize any place without being here, but particularly South Sudan is such a complex place, the world's youngest country, and to have the opportunity to do a visit, including outside of Juba, to Gondokoro, where there was a formerly SSPDF-occupied school, to be able to really demonstrate the level of buy-in from so many different stakeholders, whether it was from the actual SSPDF senior, we met a colonel and a lieutenant colonel and members of the community and DDR commission and civil society, all coming together and saying, we are all committed to child protection and peace. So I'm very pleased to hear that at my foreign ministry, South Sudan is on the agenda. It's a priority. And looking at the broader realm of peacekeeping as well, that UNMISS is really an example of optimism, where particularly, one of the things we heard from our meetings this week, there was the public perception survey that UNMISS recently released, and even setting aside the findings, which are quite positive, even the ability to conduct in 10 different states this public perception survey really is a positive indicator of the presence that UNMISS has and the access and the connections with local communities. So I think we've been talking and sharing our different perspectives all throughout the week with the delegation. There's four Canadians as well as a policy officer from the UNHQ in New York, Department of Peacekeeping Operations, who I believe the position is funded by Canada as well. So we've been sharing our different reflections throughout the week, and I've been so heartened here at the embassy level to hear that going back to New York, going back to our MFA headquarters in Ottawa, that there'll be renewed momentum and focus on South Sudan and on UNMISS as a really positive example for optimism.
All right, Gabriel, thank you so much for that. And that is the time we have just before I let you go, your final remarks and messages. Let's begin with you, Gabriel. What would be your message?
I would really just say that we're, we're coming into a really interesting period here in South Sudan, about a year and a half before the elections. We're heading into the transitional period, and there's so many different questions, and I think this visit has been very informative for me to be able to show my counterparts at headquarters the local context here, and really just a message of optimism that we see right from the government level to the grassroots. When we're looking at this visit was focused on child protection, but looking at things like the comprehensive action plan, this was a Made in South Sudan action plan to support children in armed conflict, and really trying to carry on that momentum for every aspect of the peace agreement, I think is fantastic. We've also done a number of meetings at my, prior to coming to South Sudan, I was working the Bureau of Human Rights, Freedom and Inclusion in Ottawa. One of the policy areas that we cover is media freedom. So even looking, we had some really positive interactions this week with counterparts and hearing, the positive role that Canada can play in this space, and even with respect to mis and disinformation. So this is something that that was really positive as well.
Thank you. Thank you. And Christine, what would be your message out there?
Oh, we were so encouraged to see the positive relationship between UNMISS and people in the country, the value that UNMISS plays on protecting the people of South Sudan and the warm feelings that the people of South Sudan have towards UNMISS. And so Radio Moriah is part of that. So thank you so much for letting us be a part of that.
By
today.
The way, Radio Moriah is celebrating 17 years on air today.
On air today. Wow. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Christine. Thank you, Gabriel, for coming to Moriah Studios. And of course, we wish you all the best.